Today our theme is that of lament, which I believe is very appropriate in the season that we're in. So what is lament? What is a dictionary definition? Well, it says utter grief in outcries, to wail or mourn, sorrow expressed in cries, elegy or dirge, musical composition of a like character. And both our readings have lament in them. So the first bit of Psalm 44, the bit that we read, the psalmist is puzzled by what has happened, why God has allowed this to happen to them. To him, it just didn't make sense. And I wonder whether you have ever, in this season, ever felt, God, where are you? Why are you letting this happen? Why are there so many people being affected by this virus? Why? And feeling that God's just deserted us, has left us. So I just want to go back to look at the beginning of the psalm, to put in a bit of context. The psalmist is a man of great faith, and he acknowledges at the beginning of the psalm that it was through God that they had conquered the land. It was God that had won the victories for them. He says, "We've heard it with our ears, O God. Our ancestors have told us what you did in their days long ago. With your hand you drove out the nations and planted our ancestors. And you have given them victory over enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God we make our boast all day long. We will praise your name forever." But then, of course, he then goes on. "But you've rejected and humbled us. No longer out with their armies." Wow. A real sense of God letting them down. I wonder if you've ever felt like that. That perhaps you've been praying about things and things just don't go right. And you see a disaster unfolding. And I believe we have to be willing to admit that God is sovereign. That he's got the whole picture. That we've only got a tiny part of it. So there's this real outpouring from the heart, this lamenting in the bit that we read. "You've made us a reproach to our neighbours. You've made us a byword among the nations. I live in disgrace all day long." And you can just hear the pain of this and the perplexity and the not understanding of it. And then it's sort of self-justification in a way. "All this came upon us, though we'd not forgotten you. Our hearts are not turned back, but you crushed us." And I wonder if you've ever felt like that. Lord, what are you doing? Why have you done it? And then we have verse 22. "Yet for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered." And this made me very much think of the present day situation of Christians in many parts of the world who are slaughtered for their faith, who, because they say, "Yes, I believe in Jesus, I believe he loves me, I believe he died on the cross for me to put me right with God, I believe," are actually slaughtered or persecuted. And I'm sure at times they must feel, "Where is God? Where is he?" But I know I felt like that when I was at college. I'd had to leave my beloved cat at home, and he died. And I felt that God was jumping on me. I was on the floor, and he was jumping on me with his hobnail boots, because I felt I'd given up so much to go to college to train for ministry. And he'd taken away, if you like, one thing which was very important to me, which I was sad at having to leave behind. And one of the tutors at college said to me, "Have you told God how you feel?" Oh, can't do that. And she said, "Well, don't you think he knows how you feel?" Well, of course, yes, I had to perhaps acknowledge that. And so in the end, I was able to express how I felt God had treated me. And I've realised now it was a lament. I didn't think about it as a lament at the time. But by actually, if you like, shouting at God, it helped me to begin to move on, because it helped to release some of the pain and the grief. And I believe that's what the point of lament is. It enables us to let go of these feelings and be able to move forward. And lament is a very important thing. So keep in mind that reading. I want us to go on to the gospel reading, when we have Jesus crying over the temple. And it's so hard. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it. Wonder if you ever thought about how hard it must have been for Jesus. He comes, if you like, with God's rescue plan. And the people who had been God's special people, so many of them rejected him. And particularly the religious leaders. They poured scorn on him. And of course, they send him to his death. But it was actually, this section was very poignant, because immediately before it comes, the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, where the people say, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Wow. So a very high point, and Jesus moves on, approaching Jerusalem, and he just weeps over it. "If you had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side." They'd always thought that, really, that the temple, even though we see in the Old Testament how it was taken and broken, but they'd always felt that it was special because it was God's place, that it would be all right. And they weren't willing to acknowledge that things were wrong in their lives. And Jesus is crying over it because he can see what's going to happen. And the pain of that must have been immense, knowing that if only the people had turned to him, that this would have been avoided. And it's so sad. We're now in Lent, a time of preparation for the greatest event in history, the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. He gave his life to save the world, to save you and I. So it made me think about how much do we lament our sins and the sins of the world, because we're involved in the world. Do we lament them? Do we, on a personal level, stop and think, not realising how we can hurt people by carelessness, by lack of concern, by resentment, and all sorts of little things? And what about corporate sin? A world spinning out of control, climate change, and many other things. Some of you possibly know that I volunteer to our local National Trust place, Attingham Park. One of the roles I do is that of a litter pick in the extensive grounds, which I, strangely enough, enjoy. I don't mind picking up the small bits, little bits of sweet paper, probably dropped unknowingly. But the interesting thing about it is that the vast majority of that sort of paper is shiny, so it's very easy to see. But that, I believe, can perhaps pull out of someone's pocket, they don't notice it. But then I do get annoyed at the coffee cups that are left, the poo bags, paper handkerchief, etc., etc., which I feel are big enough for the people to, well, they just couldn't be bothered to carry their litter home. And it then made me think of our sins in relation to God. Do we excuse what we see as little ones? Well, no one knows, I don't hurt anyone, etc., etc. Are we forgetting that God does know, and that even our little sins hurt God? And all our sins, big or small, spoils our relationship with God and disfigures our world. Do we really accept in our heart of hearts what Paul says in Romans 3? "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Do we we lament that? When we're saying the confession, are we really lamenting it, or are we just letting it roll over us? Do we really realise how hurt God is when we sin? Believe in really lamenting, we're acknowledging our shortcomings before God, and God comes to meet us, because that's the whole thing of the cross, isn't it? And he helps us through his Holy Spirit to help us to change, providing we're willing to. And a verse that I think is a very important one, again from Romans, but this time chapter 12, Paul says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing will." I pray that we will learn to use lament as part of our daily prayer pattern, but also when things are difficult and things seem to be going wrong, to use lament to cry out to God about it. Use the Psalms of lament to help express your feelings. And I believe that, I've already said that, it enables us in our despair to draw closer to God, who at times can seem so remote, and also helps us to move on through our praying and our grief and our despair. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of lament. Help us to realise, Lord, that we can cry out to you. We can shout at you, because you are there accepting it. And on the cross, Jesus took our sin. So Lord, we come to you, thanking you for the gift of lament. And help us use, Lord, to use it more and more, so that we can draw closer and closer to you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.